There are a few terms or words that I'm going to circulate around this morning. The one, of course, is Epiphany, and the other is the name of Jesus, of course. And then a word which you might not be familiar with, as soon as I find it. I'll get to it later. And hymn number 114. So if you have your hymnal with you, you can open up to that page. We'll be singing that hymn in various places throughout my address. So the big question is, what's in a name? What's in the name Epiphany? Epiphany carries with it everything that you already know from home. It's a moment of insight into the essential nature of something. In our religious calendar, Epiphany means catching on to the name of Jesus and all that it means. Everything that goes with his person. It is an insight into his calling, personality, accomplishments. The name is shorthand for everything that person stands for. In order to gain some insight into the function of names in God's program of salvation, I want to share with you the meanings of some other biblical names. Did you realize, for instance, that the name Adam has a meaning? It means ruddy, pink complexioned. Huh? Yeah. Figure it out. When God breathed the breath of life into the lungs of that mannequin before he became Adam, his complexion changed from dirt gray to pinkish because the blood was circulating. Therefore, his name, ruddy, pinkish. The name, of course, which has supreme gravitas, that's the one I was looking for, gravitas, which means the quality of deserving respect, reverence. It's the difference between a politician and a statesman. A statesman has gravitas. A politician doesn't. But the name that has supreme gravitas is the name Jesus. For at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, whether in heaven or on earth, or under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's our scripture for today, Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 to 11. And since God has highly exalted the name of Jesus and all that he means, let us join with our voices in hymn 114, stanza 1. You recall that the angel Gabriel, that's his name, impressed on Joseph that Mary's baby should be properly named. You shall call his name Jesus. For the name of Jesus is freighted, it's loaded with gravitas, the meaning which God spelled out, for he shall save his people from their sins. Stanza 2 and 3 of hymn 114.
Jesus,
And you also know that Jesus equals Jeshua, meaning Jehovah is salvation. Now, lest Joseph slip up on that naming assignment, Gabriel enlisted Mary as backup. You shall bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus, for he will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Luke 1:31. The name of Jesus then is shorthand for everything that he represents, that he is, his character, his accomplishments, his reputation, his demeanor, his salvation. The one who bears salvation, not only from sins one by one, but from humanity's sinfulness wholesale. Let's back up in our minds to 6 months earlier when Gabriel clarified, he made another round trip and clarified to that John would be another miracle baby, and you shall call his name John. Now, why be so specific and insistent about a name that was new to the whole family tree? Because Yohanan means God is gracious. In German, it's pronounced Johann or Johannes, same as Johannes. See how it works? Let's recap. Gabriel, whose name means God is my strength, had been dispatched to set everybody straight about the proper name of Jesus. And some years later, our Heavenly Father put his thumbprint stamp of approval on it by saying, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So well pleased that ever after, in the Christianized world, every year is named AD, now we're 2025. That's a numeral, but it's also a name. AD, meaning Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. So this one, well, anyhow, back up a moment. God was so well pleased with him, as I said, that the Christianized world still is organized according to AD, whatever Anno Domini it might be. But some years ago, I had a small epiphany of my own at home, sending out little thank you notes to uncles and aunts who had given me Christmas presents. And suddenly I had a little epiphany. It dawned on me that that year had a name. I was unacquainted with it till then. It was 1935. That should bring us around to something in the Bible again. And Matthew adds some layers of gravitas on top of a long list of 42 names of Jesus' ancestors. For what purpose? To provide dependable Jewish-approved evidence that Jesus was a legal heir of David, descendant of Abraham, through Joseph, his foster father. Or take a look at chapter 3 of Luke's history, which adds more layers on the family tree, from the family tree of Mary, because that goes down through 75 generations of names, some of which we know and some of which are unfamiliar, but it brings you all back to Adam, from Mary back to Adam, the Son of God, which adds more gravitas to the name of Jesus. For as Adam was the Son of God, so is Jesus. According to 1 Corinthians 15, Jesus is named the second Adam, able and willing to recover what the first Adam lost. Wonderful counterbalance. Peter, the apostle, was really forthright about the name of Jesus when he said, "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to people by which we must be saved." Acts chapter 4. which is reflected in stanza 5 of hymn 114. Let us sing. It figures that God is sensitive about our use of his name. For right after he identifies himself in the first commandment, he specifies we should not treat his name carelessly, like mouthing OMG as a throwaway that's irreverent and insulting to God. Furthermore, in Jesus' model prayer, where does God's name show up? After calling upon God as our Heavenly Father, right next comes, hallowed be your name, which means we should honor and revere God as he deserves, respect his good name, for God's name represents himself. And his good name is kept sacred among us when his word is taught in his truth and purity, and we as the children of God lead a holy life accordingly. Now, the name game gets really personal for you and me, not only because the name Emmanuel has gained some fame lately, and I see it printed all over, but because Jesus knows you and me by our names. In John chapter 10, Jesus says so, that he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out into the world where he shepherds us under our days. Further, Jesus claims that our names are written in heaven. Our names are written in heaven. He told his disciples, rejoice that your names are written in heaven, Luke 10. And a dozen other Bible passages assure God's children that their names are recorded in the list in the book of life in heaven, Revelation 21, where he stamps his name upon your name and your passport to declare that you have a seat bearing your name reserved for you among those whose names are written in the book, the Lamb's Book of Life, Revelation 21. Now turn one page further in your hymnal, hymn 116, and we'll sing stanza 6. I am relying on these assurances in God's word for one of these days. Jesus will call me by my name and say, Paul, your expiration date has arrived. It's time for you to leave. Come on home. Perhaps he has already called your grandma or grandpa by name. And since each of them recognizes the voice of their good shepherd, they listen and they willingly follow. According to estimates, every day worldwide, 150,000 people leave their time of grace and go wherever. So it stands to reason that that can happen to somebody having a heart attack on a gym floor, at a sports event, or a brain aneurysm, or a car accident, or disease, so on and so on. We hope to see some of them again in heaven, because at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Philippians 2. O Savior, precious Savior, whom yet unseen we love, O name of might and favor, all other names above, we worship thee, we bless thee, to thee, O Christ, we sing, we praise thee and confess thee, our Savior and our King. Let's close with hymn 114, stanza 6. Amen.